ladies and gentlemen, live from the world's most beautiful city, San Francisco, California, Ring Talk, your inside look into the world of boxing and mixed martial arts.
You don't have to say anything and you don't have to do anything.
Ring Talk on Sports Byline is brought to you by the World Boxing Organization and ringtalk.com.
Go ahead. Make my day.
And now, the host of the longest-running fight show in history.
I just have a different constitution. I have a different brain. I have a different heart. I have a different, you know, I get taco blood, man.
Ladies and gentlemen.
There's $1 million riding on my back. If I don't fight, I don't get a dime.
Pedro Fernandez.
Damas y caballeros, bienvenidos. Pinoys and Pinays, Mabuhay, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to Ring Talk Live Worldwide on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Of course, this is your inside look into the world of boxing and mixed martial arts. Yes, my name is Pedro Fernandez. I am the reigning, defending, often imitated, but never duplicated heavyweight champion of the radio airwaves, folks, having defended that title now for better than 28 years. And guess what? The hype is real. That's right. Ronda Rousey, last night. Take it out. Wow. Liz Carmachi, a one-round action-packed fight. We'll talk about that with King Kyle Kingsbury. In fact, we'll talk about the entire UFC 157 card. We'll talk about the UFC in the upcoming show. Next week on Fuel TV, emanating from across the pond in the land of the sun. That's right. Wanderlei Silva, the former UFC, take that back, the former Pride Fighting Championship, returning to the land of the sun, Japan, taking on a fantastic challenger. This figures to be the end for Wanderlei Silva. We'll talk about that with Kyle Kingsbury. As far as boxing's concerned, Floyd Mayweather signed a big contract this week. Eh, so what? Six fights? Supposed to get this done in 3 years? Come on, Floyd hasn't fought six fights in like 8 years or 7 years. So I was going to fit, at the age of 36, fit six fights with his nimble hands. You know, he's got real tender hands. How's he going to fit six fights into his life? Probably ain't gonna happen. Showtime had a fight card in which Mayweather promoted. Ishii Smith was on top. Yeah, talk about a boring fight. If you have somebody who's suffering from insomnia, look up this fight on the internet. Watch it. You will fall asleep. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. We talk MMA first in this segment of Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Boxing comes along at 30 minutes past the hour. This is Ring Talk Live Worldwide on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network.
There are many debt relief plans and scams out there. So if you find yourself with $10,000 or more in credit card debt and you just want the facts about legitimate debt relief solutions available to you, then call American Credit Card Solutions for a free informational kit that will tell you about your options in simple, easy to understand terminology. The kit is free. The shipping is free. And there is absolutely no sales pitch. Just the facts. Sent directly to you in the mail, this free informational kit can be mailed to you today so you can examine all the debt relief options available in the comfort of your home with no one pressuring you to make a quick decision.
Call 800-287-8013 and ask for your free kit. That's 800-287-8013. This is a first-come, first-served offer, and kits are limited. So call right now for your free debt information kit. 800-287-8013. Call now. 800-287-8013.
Health insurance is on everybody's mind right now. You either don't have it, or you have it and you think it's too expensive. And you probably feel like you don't have any options. We can help. We are InSphere Insurance Solutions. We offer health insurance plans from major carriers nationwide and likely have a plan that can save you money. Whether you're self-employed, on a COBRA plan that's about to expire, or you simply don't have health insurance where you work and you need it, InSphere Insurance Solutions can help you. Our agents will help you find coverage you can afford. InSphere Insurance Solutions is an authorized agency in all 50 states, including the District of Columbia. Plans may not be available in all states. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242.
Now you can finally get prescription drugs at huge discounts from Canada Drug Center. That's right, the most popular drugs for cholesterol, high blood pressure, depression, diabetes, arthritis, and many more are now up to 75% off. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices when you can get brand name drugs at the lowest price? Call today and get up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs. Never pay high prices again. Call 800-950-1180. That's 800-950-1180.
Can't get enough sports? Join your fellow fans at SBNation.com for all the best sports news, conversation, and opinion. Love your team? Love your town? SB Nation's 300-team regional and sports-centric communities are built just for you. Over 500 of the nation's best sports writers and 35 million fans all gathered in one place, telling you the stories, sharing the opinions, and bringing you the news that matters to you most in sports. Whatever your sports passion, we've got a home for it. SBNation.com. Your team, your community.
30 seconds into the fight, and Rousey is already fishing for the armbar.
Beautiful job of turning her back over, but Kaufman being stubborn, coming back up to her knees, keeping her balance, looking at her, rolling her back over.
Yeah, that arm lock she's got, Pat, where she's holding her bicep, that's stopping it.
Kaufman's lone loss came via, and it's over!
Check it, 12, make it 12 and a half minutes past the hour. This is Ring Talk Live Worldwide on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Of course, we come to you each and every Saturday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time for 2 hours in the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. And then again on Sunday, the weekend wrap, 11 a.m. Pacific Time, right here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Well, the featured fighter of the week, of course, a guest on one of my prior shows here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, Triple R, Rowdy Ronda Rousey, lived up to all the hype Saturday night, of course, when she took on Liz Carmachi. Carmachi came in with a record of 7-2. This is a woman that had been in the Marine Corps, served like three stints in Iraq. She was a real deal. She's tough. She's hard as nails. If you watch that 24-7 type of series that the UFC put together on Rousey and Carmachi, you saw a lot into the life of Liz Carmachi as far as her lifestyle is concerned. She's come out of the closet of late, and of course, being former military, don't ask, don't tell, I guess all that kind of good stuff was at play when she was involved, but she is like tough as nails, and she almost had Ronda last night. Looks like she had Ronda almost into a rear naked chokehold, but Ronda got out of it, and Ronda pounded her like salt. I kid you not. It was like, it was one of those fights where maybe you didn't want, if you were of the faint of heart, it probably wasn't the fight to watch, because, you know, people aren't used to seeing women fight women. You're just not used to it. Last night, I had a friend of mine, a boxing historian, the world's most prolific purveyor of signed boxing books. In fact, he owns like thousands of books. His name is Ronald Marsh from Alameda, California. He told me he would never watch MMA. This is a guy that, you know, that his entire life was all about boxing and its history and things like that. He wouldn't watch MMA. Well, then came the Bellator Fighting Championships, and I sort of prodded him on that. But first, I prodded him on Ronda Rousey. Well, Ronda Rousey was the key. She was the crossover drug, per se. Okay, she was the cigarette. She's the one that brought people over into the hardcore world of UFC as far as women were concerned, because she is the real deal. She showed it last night, 7-0 now. Nobody's gotten out of the first round with her. Think about it. Nobody's gotten out of the first round. Last night, Liz came close. You know, Miesha Tate came close. For the most part, you don't come close with Ronda Rousey. But last night, Ronda was tested by a good fighter. She told me on the Saturday edition of Ring Talk Live Worldwide that, you know, this was an unpredictable fighter. This was a girl that was spontaneous. It would do just about anything to win as far as, you know, wrestling, boxing. She could do it all, and she would do it all, and she tried to do it all last night. But the 2008 Olympic bronze medalist, the first woman from the United States to ever win an Olympic medal in judo. That's right, Rowdy Ronda Rousey, Santa Barbara, California, down that way, folks. She is the real deal. She is the queen of mixed martial arts. And I'm interested in the UFC, the ratings, as far as the numbers were concerned on pay-per-view, because I'm sort of lost in between here. Yeah, there was a good undercard. Lyoto Machida won a split decision over 41 or 42-year-old Dan Henderson in the battle of ex-title holders. But, you know, you really got to think it all rested on the shoulders of Rowdy Ronda Rousey and how she could draw. And you can sort of feel the, you know, she said the pressure wasn't getting to her, but I can see that this, you know, the pressure leading to this fight, not the pressure of the fight itself, but the media attention, the fact that she had to do like 15-minute interviews 2 days before the fight, you know, things like that. This is taxing, especially on a fighter, especially on a fighter at the elite level. It's just not easy to handle on any level, but especially at the elite level because so much is on the line. I mean, she may be the first multi-million dollar female athlete. Yeah, Leila Ali made some money, but that was on her father's name. I'm talking about the real deal. The real deal. Ronda Rousey is the real deal. So UFC 157 in the books. It was entertaining. I enjoyed it. Now we got to look forward to, of course, UFC on Fuel TV. I think that's Brian Stann and Wanderlei Silva in the main event. That's next Saturday, live from Japan, only on Fuel TV. Now, if you don't have Fuel TV, join the club. I don't have it. Nobody I know has it, except the great Dave Meltzer of the WrestlingObserver.com newsletter, and, of course, the man that created the Wrestling Observer radio show. He's got it. He's got DirecTV. He told me it's like channel 187 or something like that. I don't know. I had DirecTV for a while. I don't remember having it. Anyway, the bottom line is I have Comcast now, and I have no way of watching Fuel TV. So hopefully somebody will put it up on YouTube or something like that. There will be an alternative stream. The UFC will provide an alternative stream because that's what they need to do. They need to back up these telecasts on Fuel TV, ones that you cannot see on domestic TV per se, because if Fuel TV is only in a minuscule of homes across the country and not too many people know it's on like channel 187, I mean, how many people channel surf that far down the remote control, 187? Yeah, not too often. So what I'm trying to say is it's a relatively unknown part of the cable system as far as TV viewers are concerned. And with all these TV companies, these cable companies not picking it up and DirecTV being the only real distributor of it, it is a problem. That's a problem for the UFC. They need to figure this out. Of course, the contract they signed last year, take that back, 2011, $70 million, wasn't it? Was it a year 70? I think it was $70 million a year for 10 years with Fox TV. That's a lot of money. So I guess you can afford going to Fuel TV and sort of, because they've got to build their audience on Fuel TV. It's not like Spike TV. Spike TV, the audience was there. They built Spike TV. The UFC and MMA, that is the catalyst behind Spike TV. You know, the macho stuff, all the male-oriented programming. That's what Spike TV is all about. In fact, Spike TV still thrives on TNA wrestling and now the Bellator Fighting Championships. Of course, the latest MMA company to spring to attention. And I've known it's been on the radar for me a long time. It has. I mean, Bjorn Rebley, the CEO, he's got some good ideas there. He's putting tournaments together. And when you've got guys fighting to move on to the next level, if you're fighting for $5,000 or $10,000 tonight, and if you win tonight, you get to fight in a month for $20,000. See, this is the incentive involved. And of course, at the end of the rainbow, I think at the Bellator tournaments, you get $100,000. So it makes for hungry fighters. And when you have hungry fighters, if you remember the days, if you're a boxing fan and you remember the days of HBO's Boxing After Dark, The Conception, back in 1996, when they pitted two hungry fighters, take that back, two starving fighters like Kennedy McKinney and Marco Antonio Barrera. When you pit hungry, starving guys against one another, you get great fights. It just happens because the desire to win is so monumental. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look into the world of mixed martial arts. We'll talk UFC. We'll talk Bellator with the UFC light heavyweight contender. I'm talking about King Kyle Kingsbury in our next segment on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. In about 30 minutes past the hour, we'll shift gears and talk boxing. Floyd Mayweather, the promoter, Floyd Mayweather, six-fight deal with CBS and Showtime, all this and more on Ring Talk Live Worldwide.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So cancel the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
Right now to sign up for packages starting as low as $24.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels, too. At just $24.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card.
Call 877-499-MYTV. That's 877-499-MYTV.
Cancel the cable. Cut costs and get more.
Call now. 877-499-MYTV. That's 877-499-MYTV.
It's a fact. You can make thousands of dollars flipping houses. Discover the secret house flipping formula from Dave and Pete, the stars of A&E's number one hit show, Flipping Boston, for free.
Hi, it's Pete and Dave. We're giving you our flipping formula for free. It's what we use to find the right house, flip it fast, and get paid.
It's time to stop just talking about flipping houses and start doing it. Now is one of the best times in history. USA Today reported that you can make thousands of dollars in profit flipping houses.
In New York City, the average profit was over $180,000. Omaha, it's over $71,000. Lake Havasu, Arizona, the profit per flip was $87,000.
And we're going to show you how we do it for free. Stop dreaming. The houses are there. The opportunity will never be better. And for a limited time, the flipping formula is free.
Call now, 877-272-3480 for your free flipping formula strategy guide DVDs. Just pay processing. That's 877-272-3480. 877-272-3480.
If you or someone you love suffers from alcohol or drug addiction, now is the time to utilize your private health insurance PPO plan. If eligible, receive up to $30,000 or more in substance abuse benefits with low or no out-of-pocket cost. We're the National Treatment Network, the premier drug and alcohol treatment referral service operating 24/7. We help connect you with facilities nationwide that accept PPO private insurance for substance abuse. If you have PPO substance abuse coverage and you need immediate admittance to a medical detox or residential rehab treatment center, call us now. Call our live referral line today at 888-323-8561. The call is free, 888-323-8561. This program is not available to Medicare or Medicaid customers.
It is all over! Cain Velasquez is the UFC heavyweight champion!
Darkest of night with the moon shining bright. There's a set going strong, a lot of things going on. The man of the hour has an air of great power. The dudes have envied him for so long.
The Superfly of MMA is not male right now. She is female. And she proved last night that she is not just hype. Of course, I'm talking about the young lady that spent some time with me on yesterday's show, Rowdy Ronda Rousey, still undefeated, having defeated Liz Carmachi in the first round with a submission move and armbar. She is the real deal. And to talk about the entire UFC 157 card, and of course, the upcoming card from Japan next week, UFC on Fuel TV 8, that's Saturday, March 2nd, we bring in light heavyweight contender, Mr. King Kyle Kingsbury. What's up, Kyle?
How you doing, Pedro?
I'm doing all right. Well, talk to me about Ronda. Were you impressed?
Oh, I was definitely impressed. I think that's the fight fans wanted to see.
She, you know, Carmachi, Iraq, you know, war veteran. Like she was like spent a couple stints in the Marines. She's a rough chick. She could fight. I mean, she could stand up. She can do the takedown. She almost had Ronda look like in a chokehold there. I mean, you know, she came to fight, and that's what Ronda needs. Ronda needs girls that are going to come and bring it.
Well, she showed she wasn't afraid of her. She showed she was in phenomenal shape. I mean, you could see Liz right off the bat just looked absolutely ripped. She took the fight serious, and she looked great start to finish. There was never a point where I thought she looked bad. Even when when Ronda had her down in the head and arm position, she didn't look like she was in a bad spot until the very end.
You know, having Ronda down on me, put it this way, and pounding on me is a bad position, period, Kyle. I mean, I'm just telling you. I mean, it's just like, but she did. Here's what's up. She succeeded in one thing last night. She converted boxing fans, I know, boxing historians like Ron Marshall, who I mentioned from Alameda, California, into MMA fans. She did it all by herself. This lead up with this 24/7 type of TV program with her and Liz Carmachi, he watched a couple segments of that. And he got interested, and he watched the fight last night, and he was all jazzed. I was talking to him on the phone, and here was a guy that said he would never watch MMA in his life. okay? And he was, like, thrilled with Ronda Rousey. So she's doing a crossover.
She's most definitely doing a crossover, and she's bringing a ton of new fans to the sport.
And you know what? Wait till she starts bringing the females.
Well, Carmochi might have brought a few of the females that we talked about before.
Okay, that's all right. Carmochi, of course, is openly gay, and they shot some of that 24/7. I don't think it was called 24/7. I think it was called Rousey Carmochi, something pre-fight something anyway. But they shot some scenes of her living in San Diego or something like that in a somewhat the Castro district of San Francisco, which is not entirely gay because I went to elementary school there and I was born there and that kind of good stuff. But the bottom line, it is predominantly gay. And that's where she lived down in San Diego, and it's a big deal. You know, Ronda didn't think it was such a big deal. She's fought chicks before that were gay, and she's fought chicks before that needed a shave, you know, like Chris Cyborg Santos, you know. So she's told me about it. She's not afraid of anybody.
She's most definitely not afraid of anybody. She looked absolutely phenomenal, and she was unfazed too. You talk about being in a bad position. I mean, there was a couple of points there where I think a lot of guys would have tapped in that position. You saw, I don't know if you saw, but the bite marks that were on Carmucci's forearm there from just cranking her face across like that would have made a lot of dudes tap. That was a nasty, nasty place she was in, and she battled through it and got out and got the win.
Okay, so Cyborg Santos now, as I alluded to earlier, the girl that needed a shave, she, of course, tested positive for steroids, was suspended for a year, came back. They talked about her and Ronda Rousey being the super fight of 2013, as far as women was concerned. She's now signed with the Evicta Fighting Championships. That doesn't make any sense to me. I just don't. Can you see some business sense in that, Kyle?
Well, I think Tito Ortiz has his hand in the pot somewhere. I don't know what his affiliation is with Cyborg, but he was talking last night to the media about, you know, a three-fight win. So I think she had a three-fight deal with Invicta. So they're talking about her going 3-0 this next year in Invicta and then coming back and fighting in the UFC at a catch weight of 140 against Ronda.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, she says she can't make 135, but Ronda said, quote, if she can make 145 on steroids, she can make 135 without them.
I believe it. I believe it for sure. You see a lot of these guys on TRT got to move up a weight class. Chael Sonnen, Dan Henderson said over time and time again he likes fighting at 205 better than 185, and he was a middleweight for a very long time. So it puts water weight on you, and you see these guys and females having to move up because of it.
You know, I'm not a fan or a proponent of TRT therapy. Testosterone replacement therapy, folks, I think it's just legalized steroids. And most people that need this TRT therapy is because they've abused their bodies with steroids in the past, and therefore, you know, their bodies don't produce the natural amounts of these hormones and these steroids and this and that. So they replace them, and Nevada says you can go like 6-1. The Olympic Committee says 4-1. Kyle, I say no, period.
Well, as a fan of sports, if you don't see it going on in football, basketball, hockey, any of these other major sports,
golf,
baseball, then how can you say that MMA being one of the next premier sports and trying to get over the hump and be mainstream, how can you say that this is legitimate when none of the other major sports do it or allow it?
Good point. Okay, let's switch gears. Japan, Wanderlei Silva, 34-12-1, one no contest, taking on Brian Stann, 12-5, of course. Wanderlei, his claim to fame really was the wars he had in Pride. Of course, that was over in Japan. Now, 205 pounds, I don't think he should. I know he's coming off a decent win. I think it was last fight he had a big win in. But I just don't think he should be fighting anymore. I think he's like the poster boy of guys that should retire, Kyle.
Well, just like with Chuck at the end of his career. You know, you have a storied career. There's nothing left to prove at this point. But you see it in all sports. You see a guy like Ricky Henderson who just can't quit the game. Michael Jordan could not quit the game.
Yeah.
And for a guy like Wanderlei who's had that kind of success, it's hard for him to say no and step away.
All right, Brian Stann, though. Brian Stann's a formidable challenger here. I mean, a formidable foe. So who wins this and why?
Well, I think I'm going to give it to Stann simply based on the fact that he's, you know, the young up-and-comer, really has a lot to prove in this fight. And Vanderlei, you know, who's Brian Stann to Vanderlei Silva? Vanderlei was one of the greatest ever. He's a legend of the sport. He's had, you know, a storied career. And Brian Stann, really, he's no Hall of Famer. He may end up being a great guy down the road, but he's got, you know, he hasn't done a whole lot yet. And for Vanderlei, I just don't see the same drive coming into this fight that you would have coming from Brian Stann's position.
Okay. Couple of Japanese fighters on the card, but Mark Hunt, the guy that's almost taller laying down than he is standing up. I'm just kidding, Mark. I'm just kidding. He's 5'10", 265 pounds at the weigh-in or something like that. I'm just kidding. Don't want to tick off a Samoan or a Tongan. He's taking on Stefan Struve, who's like, is this guy really 7 foot tall?
He's 6'11 and a half. And, you know, they've retested his reach, and it's 84 and a half inches, the same exact reach as John Jones, so he's tied for the longest reach in UFC history.
Well, the longest reach in combat sports history. I don't think outside of Wilt Chamberlain, maybe, who was going to box Muhammad Ali in 1965 until Ali scared him to death, that might have been the only guy that had even reached close to that. I mean, John Jones is phenomenal, but here we have a 7 foot guy. Can he fight at all?
Oh, yeah. Struve's amazing. He's got good stand-up. We see good comebacks of his in the stand-up game. And he's also got great submissions. He's getting arm bars and triangles on a lot of guys. And he's very well-rounded. He's tricky. I don't know that he's going to be able to submit Mark Hunt or knock out Mark Hunt. So okay. Really, I think stylistically, it's all for Mark Hunt in this fight. But Struve's no chump, that's for sure.
Kyle Kingsbury is our guest, folks. We're talking USC on Fuel TV next Saturday from Japan. Takanori Gomi and Diego Sanchez, Yushin Okami and Hector Lombard. Hector Lombard in his third UFC fight after choking in the first one, maybe. I take that back. Tim Botch is no pushover. But he's 32-3-1 with one no contest, and Okami is 29-7. Is Lombard living up to the hype or what?
He's not living up to the hype yet, just because so much was built up around him. You know, second fighter in UFC history to have the UFC sponsorship and all that. But I think now he's going to start hitting his groove, and you're going to really see Hector Lombard come out and start to show fans why he got all that hype coming into the UFC.
Okay. Guy I wouldn't mind seeing, if I can get this on the web, is Cristiano Marcelo, 13-4, taking on Kazuki Tokodumi, 11-3. These guys are fighting at 155 pounds lightweights. He's caught me on a couple of highlight reels, Marcelo. Marcelo, he can fight a little bit?
He can definitely fight a little bit. He's a well-rounded guy as well, and he's crafty. That's for darn sure.
Okay, this past Thursday night, lights out, baby! King Mo got drilled. I mean, drilled. I think the guy's name was Emmanuel Snuten with a spinning back fist. Did you catch that?
Yeah, you know, King Mo's a buddy of mine, and that was unfortunate. But
I know it's unfortunate.
He's in his corner.
But you got to keep
yelling at him.
I know, but you got to keep your hands up no matter what, Kyle. No matter where you are in the octagon or in a boxing ring, you've got to keep your hands up. See, I keep trying to tell people that your head is a castle. The only guards that your head has are your two hands, and you've got to keep them in place. And what happened was he dropped his hands completely, and kaboom, got nailed with a punch he didn't see.
Yeah, and there was one of those where, you know, I mean, throughout the fight, he was obviously dropping his hands too much. And it's one of those things, too, where when you're that much better than somebody in boxing or the stand-up portion of the fight, you start to get that way. And I don't think he was necessarily taunting him or acting like Alistair Overeem was again in the Bigfoot fight. But at the same time, you know, you always got to stay protected. And a guy had his back turned to him. He thought he was out of harm's way, and he just ate one right on the button.
You think anybody in the world of MMA, the actual fighters themselves, are crying over the fact that Alistair Overeem got beat?
I think everyone in the whole sport, other than Kane and Dana White, loved that fight and loved to see him get beat the way that he did.
Ah! See, Kyle said exactly what everybody thinks and what everybody feels, because I feel the same exact way. I'm glad he got thrashed the way he did. Physically, his body didn't look nothing like he did before he got popped and suspended.
No, he was you know, close to the same weight, but he physically looked different. You could tell he was a little soft in the midsection. He just wasn't that same beast we saw going against Brock Lesnar.
Okay. Does Uriah Faber with the win Saturday night have his career back on track?
No question. I mean, people, you know, there's a lot of speculation about guys getting cut and whatnot, and he came out, he needed the win, and he had an impressive victory. So not only gets the win, but he beats a top 10 guy with a very exciting finish. And I think, you know, other than that crazy knee lock, we had some great submissions, but he was definitely a candidate for submission of the night.
Well, you're always a candidate for the guests of the show. I thank you so much for your time, your expertise, and your knowledge, man. You are the man, King Kyle Kingsbury. Say hello to your girlfriend. I will talk to you soon.
Will do. Thanks for having me, Pedro. Take care.
Much respect. King Kyle Kingsbury, folks, the USC. He's like another one of those genius guys. Like Meltzer, just smart. Meltzer, of course, is into numbers. Dave Meltzer, the Wrestling Observer radio show and the Wrestling Observer newsletter, he's into numbers. He can bring you, like, tell you how many people watched the A Fight from Idaho. Exact number. He's just a genius when it comes to numbers. Of course, Kyle's got the expertise of being in the octagon, two different types of experience. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look into the world of mixed martial arts and boxing. We talk boxing in our next segment throughout the show, of course, until the top of the hour, right here on the American Forces Network and the Sports Byline Broadcast Network.
Log on to FantasyGolfTour.com for weekly fantasy golf events with cash and free play options. Pick your team each week, switch players daily, trade players, watch the live scoring, and win cash. FantasyGolfTour.com pays hundreds of places each week, and everyone gets ultimate rewards just for playing. FantasyGolfTour.com offers a weekly event that follows the golf tour with sponsored purses from $20,000 to $100,000. This is unlike any other fantasy league out there. Don't just watch the game, become a part of the game, and win big. What are you waiting for? Log on now to FantasyGolfTour.com. You pick the teams, you set the daily lineups, you make the trades. You can't win if you don't play. So log on now to FantasyGolfTour.com. That's FantasyGolfTour.com for weekly fantasy golf events with cash and free play options. Pick your team each week, switch players daily, trade players, watch the live scoring, and win cash. You can't win if you don't play. So log on now to FantasyGolfTour.com, taking fantasy golf to the next level.
Hi, this is Akos the Solutionist, host of My Cool Inventions radio show. Putting on a few extra pounds? Who isn't? What if all this famous TV doctor stuff about green coffee extract really worked? What if these people really are losing 17 pounds in 22 weeks like he says? Well, stop spending all you can afford. We found a great formula found right here in America. It's the real thing. I changed my lifestyle and I'm losing weight. You should too. A 30-day supply of green coffee extract normally sells for $39.99. But if you act right now, we'll triple that offer. That's not 1 month supply. That's a 3 month supply, still only $39.99. Can't beat that. Call 1-800-680-0701. That's 1-800-680-0701. Or go to mycoolgadgets.com. That's mycoolgadgets.com to claim your offer. If you don't lose the weight, send back the bottles and we'll refund the money you spent on the bottle. How cool is that? Call 1-800-680-0701. Or go to mycoolgadgets.com right now to get your green coffee extract. What do you have to lose? Oh, yeah. Your weight.
Are you an inventor, or do you know an inventor who would like free inventor's information? Call InventHelp, America's largest invention company, and learn how to get free information. Call toll-free 1-800-316-1738. That's 1-800-316-1738. You'll learn how to attempt to patent your idea and submit it to industry. Call InventHelp now at 1-800-316-1738. That's 1-800-316-1738.
Want to stay in touch with your favorite Sports Byline USA network hosts? Like us on Facebook or follow us on Twitter at Sports Byline USA. You can also see the latest news in the world of sports, learn about upcoming contests and giveaways, plus catch up on guest info so you never miss a moment with the biggest names in every sport. Football, basketball, baseball, MMA, and more. No matter where you are in the U.S. or around the world, you can stay connected to the host and fans who love what you love. So check us out on Facebook and Twitter at Sports Byline USA.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
He is the greatest fighter of all times next to me.
I'm here and I'm ready. They're not. Bring it.
Check it. 40 minutes past the hour. This is Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Your inside look into the world of boxing and mixed martial arts. Of course, we are switching gears and pointing our attention to the world of boxing. Last night, Johnny Gonzalez, remember him? Former champion, like at 120, 226 pounds. His parents couldn't spell J-H-O-N-N-Y. They said it was a mistake on the birth certificate, and when they finally got around to it, they said, ah, what the heck, we'll just leave it like that. Anyway, last night, he was a winner. Now 53-8, 45K, is a 12-round unanimous winner over Eusebio Osejo, now 21-13. Pretty predictable there. The convention center in Mexico down there and across the border. And, of course, pretty good draw here. Why is it a draw? Because neither guy deserved to win. You know, unbeaten heavyweights, Malik Scott, now 35-0-1, 12 KOs, can't punch. And the Czar Glazkov, 14-0-1, 10 KOs. Well, it was a split decision draw last night, 98-92 for Scott, 96-94 for Glazkov, and 95-95. And then, of course, Showtime went with a fight, if you can call it a fight. A guy that threatened, he was talking about committing suicide. And Floyd Mayweather evidently reached out to him, or they wrote to each other why Floyd was being incarcerated in the Clark County Convention Center, the Clark County Detention Center. And this Ishii Smith, he calls himself Sugar Shea. I call him more like saccharin, if that. 25-5, now 11 KOs, dethroned, or if you want to call him that, the IBF title holder. I'm talking about Cornelius Bundridge of Detroit. Of course, a guy that did a lot of his fights as a ring announcer back in Detroit. Now 32-5, 19 KOs. It was a fight. If you are a crack addict and you haven't slept in 3 weeks, or if you suffer from incredible insomnia, please just get a tape of this fight, put it in the VCR, put it on the DVR. I guarantee within 15 minutes, you'll be asleep. Listen to Uncle Pedro here. If you want to go to sleep, watch this fight. Now, not that I like to bring him in to talk about boring fights, because he's not boring at all. I'm talking about my man, the webmaster, Kevin Perry at ringtalk.com. But Kevin, in a weekend...
Don't give me too much credit. I'm pretty boring a lot of the time.
Well, that's what your girlfriend says, but I don't listen to what she says all the time. Let's talk about David Price. The video's up on the website, David Price being knocked out in the second round by Tony Thompson. Tony Thompson couldn't punch a hole in a wet paper bag.
Yeah, well, he's a decent puncher. You gotta give Tony Thompson credit, because although, like, he doesn't look like to be that all that good of a fighter on the surface, I mean, he's beaten some pretty good opponents. Considering the level of opposition in the heavyweight division, the only guy who's really beaten him was Klitschko twice.
Mm-hmm.
I think he has one other loss. I think it's maybe his third fight in his career in like a four-rounder or something. So I kind of write off that loss, in my opinion.
Hmm.
And he started boxing late. So you could assume that as time, he's kind of gotten more comfortable to the professional boxing game.
Well, Ishii Smith and... Both Ishii Smith and Cornelius Bundridge, weren't they part of the original TV contender group or something like that?
Yes.
Yeah, okay. That was a long time
ago. I think Smith was on the first season. I think the second season was Bundridge.
Okay. Let's talk about the injuries that have plagued the sport of boxing. Danny Garcia, the recognized world 140-pound champion, is down probably until a April fight with Zab Judah. Is that a worthy fight?
I think so. I mean, it's a worthy fight in the sense that it's a fight that a fighter in Zab Judah that a lot of people are familiar with. I think it'll do well in Brooklyn. That's where the fight's going to take place. Garcia's from Philadelphia. And I think it's a good notch on Garcia's record if he can beat Zab Judah decisively by KO. If he goes 12 rounds, I think he'll get credit for that. But right now, the run that Garcia's been on, he looks like he's coming into his own as a puncher. And I think knockouts are what people want to see. So it definitely will make a statement if he can stop Judah inside the distance.
On the Saturday edition of Ring Talk Live Worldwide, Larry Merchant, the semi-retired HBO godfather, of course, in a movie with Robert De Niro, he was filming it down in Miami. He was telling me that he thought that I was correct in my analysis of Adrian Broner, and that Broner was fighting an opponent of a lesser opponent, and he went out there and he did what you're supposed to do. If you're a great fighter with a lesser opponent, you take him out. And he took out Gavin Reeves.
Yeah, he did. I mean, I don't really know what to... I mean, Adrian Broner is one of those guys that you're never going to know how good he is until he beats a really top-notch quality opponent. But sometimes it's just how it is. I mean, when you're that good, at least on the surface from my view, you're going to get criticized for being too good. So I think that's a good thing. And he is very entertaining. He's got a good charisma. I remember you were saying we did an interview with him, and he was at the barber shop getting a haircut.
In the chair.
The guy does have some flair.
in the chair.
Yeah.
You could hear the clipper running, you know.
And I think part of this act that he puts on, I think, is partially who he is. And then I think another part of it is he's really trying to build himself up. But at the end of the day, when you're beating the guys they put in front of you, I mean, these guys aren't total cream puffs. I mean, they're decent fighters, but he's putting them away, like Larry Merchant said. He's making it exciting, and that's what boxing fans want to see. They want to see exciting fights, not 12-rounders where guys are just kind of looking at each other, posing the whole time. They want to see action.
Robert Guerrero is now signed, the once-beaten ghost out of Gilroy, California, champion 130, 135, stepping up to 147, defying the odds. Maybe not in beating Selkuk Aydin, who was unbeaten at the time, 23-0, 18 KOs, and ranked number one by the World Weeby Boxing Clowns, the World Boxing Clowns. Anyway, enough. The World of Bunko and Chicanery, as is the World Boxing Council. But he beat Andre Berto. When he beat Berto in the manner in which he did, I think he established himself as a welterweight threat. Now, Kevin, the question here is he enough of a threat to make Floyd Mayweather concerned?
I don't know. Anything's possible. I mean, really, at the end of the day, Floyd Mayweather is the best fighter in boxing until he gets beat. So that always presents an opportunity for an opponent of his to come in the best condition of their career and kind of put together a game plan that could give them the best chance of winning. Mm-hmm. And I think in Guerrero's case, at least he's a guy that seems mentally, he's there. He's there mentally. He might possibly be able to put together a game plan and not fall into Mayweather's little traps of counterpunching and all the other stuff that he does that's pretty clever. So Guerrero's got to kind of stick with what he does best. And to be honest with you, Guerrero does a lot of things very well. And I think that's the part that gives him the best chance. He's not a one-dimensional fighter.
Okay, May the 4th on the same card. I think he's signed his signed his contract for his first loss. Somehow Canelo Alvarez got conned into taking a fight with Austin Trout. I think he was conned. Al Haymon has Austin Trout. I think Al Haymon displayed how much power he has in getting Austin Trout this fight because it could ruin the cash cow that is Saul Alvarez.
Yeah, I agree with you there, but I think in a sense it's Alvarez has fought enough supposed easy fights. I mean, there no fight is easy, don't get me wrong, but fights that, you know, his management team thinks that are good step-up fights for him at the right time. Mm-hmm. I think this fight with Trout is actually a good fight for him at this time because, I mean, he's got to start fighting better fighters. So, and I think just because Trout's not a big puncher, he's kind of a guy that punches off the back foot. I think Alvarez might be able to expose some of that. It's possible Trout might just box circles around him, but Canelo can punch a little bit, and he's got decent hand speed.
Okay,
kind
so
of slow on his feet.
So, all right, so Canelo's a house fighter here. You want to bet like a soda on this one? I'll take Trout.
I'll bet five sodas.
You'll bet? Whoa, no. You know what? If you had any money or any intestinal fortitude, you would bet a six pack. But that shows you how cheap you are. You came up with five sodas. What kind of crap is that? Seriously, you know, if you want to, well, I tell you what,
he's going to be like a 5-1 favorite, in my opinion.
Are you think that Alvarez will be favored 5-1 over Austin? That would be like stealing money betting on Trout then.
Well, you got to remember this, and this is how I assess the fight is. I can't see Trout knocking out Alvarez, and if the fight's close, the bout's going to go to Alvarez.
Did you see Trout hit? See, Trout's coming into his own as far as confidence and things like that are concerned. Did you see him when he threw that left hand to the body of Cotto and Cotto turned around, turned his back on him? The fight should have been stopped right then and there.
I agree with him. Alvarez is a much more sturdy 154-pounder. I mean, he's a big guy. I don't think that Trout is going to be able to manhandle him like how he did Cotto. Cotto is a much smaller guy naturally, and I mean, he started his career at 140, and he was probably his best at that weight.
Okay.
So 154, I mean, Cotto is just kind of, he's living by his name right now. But as far as 154 pounds, I mean, he didn't beat any real serious challengers.
Okay, 5-1, you give me 5-1 on that, I'll take it. Okay, in fact, you know, I take it for more than that, but that's good.
If it does come 5-1 and the line's out there, I'd put my money on Trout.
Okay. you gambling guys like those odds, like my man, fan of the year, Ron Wong. You like those odds, man. I just don't get it. Underdog stuff doesn't get it. The only time I want to bet is on sure things, and that's what I've tried to do throughout my my boxing tenure. Every once in a while, I'll make a bet, but it's betting like on almost on a sure thing. Now, Lamont Peterson was a winner this weekend. Comeback king, sort of. You know, I think he was tainted with some steroid issues, and then they said they were prescribed and this and that. But, of course, he beat Amir Khan. Him and Amir Khan going to hook it again or what?
I think it's a logical fight for Amir Khan. If I was Peterson, I would really try to push on getting a fight with Tim Bradley. I think that's the direction he needs to try to go to get himself on HBO. I know Khan is – I don't know if Khan will fight him in the rematch after the whole steroid thing. So I don't know if he's going to get that opportunity. I think because he is a free agent, most likely his best bet is to go after Tim Bradley. I don't know if I put him in there with Lucas Matisse. That's
Yikes.
A very risky fight.
Yikes.
Yeah. But he did lose to Bradley, so he has a chance to redeem himself. That's his only loss.
Bradley's fighting 147, kid. Bradley's fighting 147. Besides, let's just, you know, Bradley, off that performance over Manny Pacquiao, nobody wants to see Tim Bradley fight. I don't think Tim Bradley's friends want to see him fight.
Well, I agree with you 100%, but I think that's the reason why he should fight Bradley, because Bradley will be able to get slots on HBO. Nobody else wants to fight Bradley, and that's a loss that he could have been. That's the only loss in his career. So no one wants to fight Lamont Peterson either. I mean, he's a pretty dangerous guy that doesn't bring a whole lot to the table.
Okay.
So those two guys just kind of get married by default.
Okay. Manny Pacquiao is going to come back after a year, almost a year. If he comes back in September, it'll be like 10 months after being knocked out in that devastating manner by Juan Manuel Marquez. He doesn't have an opponent, but he's getting long in the tooth now. Do you think Manny should just like have that one fight in the Philippines and say goodbye? Because I think that if he was to fight in the upper echelon right now, I just think that he's been exposed and people can catch him running in and people are hip to countering him. I just do. I don't think that Juan Manuel Marquez is the only guy at 140 or 147 pounds that can exploit Manny's weaknesses. I think Adrian Broner would beat him.
Think so?
Yeah.
I don't know. It all depends. I mean, you got to look at that fight with Marquez. I mean, Marquez almost got put to sleep.
Mm.
I mean, he was taking a lot of punishment.
He was taking a lot of punishment, but
Pacquiao made a big mistake. He walked into a punch. It's happened to many boxers, not in the dramatic way that would happen, but sometimes guys just get caught. I mean, it wasn't like he was getting his butt kicked the whole fight.
No.
You know, he did get hurt. He came back. He had Marquez hurt. They're rivals. You know, I think against other opponents, he'll have, probably do a lot better, at least if they're not guys like Tim Bradley or, you know, they're boxers. Stylists will give him problems. Brawlers, I think he'll take them out.
Good enough.
I think they'll probably try to put him in there with somebody like Brandon Rios.
You know, Brandon Rios is like 140 pounds now. He's still undefeated. I think he needs to go back and fight Richard Abril. What's Abril doing?
He's fighting Sharif Bogory on HBO, I think it is, in a few weeks.
Fantastic. You know, Richard
Abril. He's getting the title shot. So
okay.
At least he's getting something out of that. But I think that victory, sometimes those when you get robbed, like you always say, it kind of taints your whole career, your confidence, you know, in the boxing establishment and yourself. Sometimes guys go in there the next fight and they try looking for knockouts because they got ripped off.
Good point. Kev, got to cut you short. I'm running up on a hard break here. The Tower of Power tells me I got to go to the break. Much respect, much love. Thanks a lot.
All right.
You're tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. There is only so much oil in the ground, says Tower of Power, right? Gas is like $4.20 a gallon out here in California.
Prices are for base buildings only. May not be available in some areas. Attention business owners, do you want a stimulus package that really works? Before you spend thousands of dollars more than you should on your next building project, listen to this. General Steel has a stimulus package designed to help you save as much as half the cost of conventional construction on your next building.
As much as half.
That's right. General Steel can save you thousands of dollars with a pre-engineered steel building designed for your business or church. How about a 50 by 100 foot building for under $30,000? So don't pay thousands more than you should without calling General Steel first, and save as much as half the cost and time of conventional construction. With the projected demand for steel in Japan and China, prices may be skyrocketing.
Call 800-965-1298. 800-965-1298. 800-965-1298.
Hey guys, do you know your testosterone levels? Why not? Each year, declining testosterone robs more of your energy, drive, motivation, and yes, it even affects your romantic life. Take control of your testosterone levels and give us a call. Progene, the leading testosterone supplement found at GNC, Rite Aid, and other national retailers, is actually giving you a free one-month supply with this exclusive radio-only offer, but only if you call today. So if you'd like to feel younger like you did in your 20s, call now to try Progene risk-free and feel more power, performance, and passion with Progene. Don't believe us? We'll even prove it works. Ask about our at-home testosterone test kits and see for yourself what Progene can do for you. Call 1-800-520-6489 for details. With over 20 million tablets sold, you too can get back in the game with Progene. That's 1-800-520-6489. Again, that's 1-800-520-6489.
Now an important message from LifeWatch.
I'm worried about my mom. She lives alone. What if she falls and can't get up? What if she has a heart attack or stroke and is unable to get to the phone? What would she do?
Well, haven't you heard about LifeWatch?
LifeWatch?
LifeWatch, the emergency response system. My mom has it, and she loves it. Just by pressing a button on her pendant, she can speak, hands-free, to LifeWatch's care center. They notify emergency services, as well as family and friends. Help arrives in minutes.
LifeWatch sounds like the perfect solution, but it must be expensive.
No, it's less than a dollar a day.
For a free brochure as well as information on the new mobile help button, call 1-800-900-4114. That's 1-800-900-4114. Act now before an emergency occurs. 1-800-900-4114. Switchovers are always welcome.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
Now, the horns of the mighty Tower of Power. This is Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look into the world of boxing and mixed martial arts. Before we close the book on boxing for the week, don't forget, coming up March the 1st, ESPN2, pretty good fight, Billy Dibb and Ivani Gradinovich for the IBF 126-pound title. Then the following night, that's March the 2nd, on Showtime, pretty good fight from Vegas, Richard Abreu, the aforementioned guy that we just talked about, the WBA lightweight champion, the man that was abused by the judges last year. When he fought Brandon Rios in Las Vegas, is defending against Sharif Bulgaria, and that's the WBA 135-pound title. Gary Russell's on the card as well. Gary Russell Jr. taking on a Russian fighter. And then, of course, got the UFC on Fuel TV next Saturday, February 2nd. Wanderlei Silva, that's right, the axe murderer, the guy that came to fame with pride in the fighting championships, of course, in the Land of the Sun, Japan. February 2nd, the main event against Brian Stann. Don't forget, Tuesday nights on FX Cable, The Ultimate Fighter. Thursday night, Bellator Fighting Championships, 10 p.m. Eastern Time, 10 p.m. Pacific Time. That's the world of MMA and boxing right here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Until next time, much peace, much respect, much love. And don't forget the website for all the latest interviews, ringtalk.com.